Hey, are you Richard?
Yes, I am.
Nice
Richard and Denise Sorry, Woods want to travel. The Woods are retirees with Kentucky State employee pensions, and they plan to fill their retirement with trips to Europe and visits to grandchildren in Georgia. But prices for gas and plane tickets are going up, and Kentucky's pension system isn't.
You hear about these cities out in California going bankrupt and all. And, you know, I think there's two so far out there that's filing for bankruptcy. So it's not unheard of. And, you know, when other cities see that somewhere else, hey, that's a possibility that can happen and we can do that, it is a fear about our retirement system.
At one time, Kentucky's pension systems were so flush with cash that lawmakers often raided the fund to help pay for other state expenses. But they never put the money back. Then the recession hit. Now, the system is in crisis. Financial publications routinely list Kentucky's pensions among the worst in the nation, and it's unlikely an economic recovery alone could reverse them.
No, it cannot. And our outside consultants and our internal investment staff and our actuaries have told us, basically, we cannot invest our way out of this situation.
That's Bill Thielen, the interim CEO of KRS.
Apart from the influx of additional funds, I'm not sure that there is any kind of a solution as long as the promised benefits are to be paid.
To spell it out clearly, the funds need more money now to pay benefits for current retirees. They'll need even more to pay employees who are hoping to retire soon. Bankruptcy is beginning to look like an option. One of the U.S. islands in the Pacific has done so, but a state never has. And it's not a topic KRS officials want to approach.
If we meet all of our actuarial assumptions, and if the General Assembly pays what they have indicated that they will pay under House Bill 1, then we'll come very close to running out of funds, but we'll not run out of funds.
Retiring State Representative Mike Cherry is a co-chair of the task force that's looking into the pension problems, and he says bankruptcy is not an option.
There's things that we can and will do prior to that, and I don't think that's part of the discussion.
But so far, it's not clear what is part of the discussion. Various proposals are out there, including a switch to a 401k-style plan, but Democrats reject that. There's also the opportunity for a quick influx of cash through bonds, but Republicans don't like that idea. That disagreement leaves current and future retirees in as much flux as the systems they've paid into for decades, and it continues to stir up fear for retirees like the Woods that one day the pension they've worked years for will no longer exist.
There is that promise there that we're guaranteed that pension, you know, we pay into it, and of course the state, they pay their part as well, but it's written in there that it should not be denied from us, and but I think, yeah, it worries us that it could possibly be broken.
For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Kenny Colston.